This is KCUR 89.3. When two big meat companies, Tyson and Cargill, recently invested in a lab-grown protein startup, some said America's love affair with meat had cooled. But actually, it's quite the opposite, as the U.S. is expected to eat a record amount of red meat and poultry this year. Harvest Public Media's Peggy Lowe reports that the reasons for this are both healthy and not so healthy.
Here in Kansas City, one of the newer restaurants downtown is called Protein House. Alexander Minelli just had a Greek bowl delivered to his table.
So it's a turkey burger with brown rice, some low-fat feta cheese, like a salad, but it's a Mediterranean salad because you can see there's olives.
Minelli is a bodybuilder and says he came to Protein House because he eats what he calls clean food, like turkey produced without antibiotics. He and other healthy eaters are helping drive record meat consumption. The U.S. Agriculture Department estimates that each one of us, on average, will consume more than 220 pounds of beef, pork, chicken, or turkey this year.
We are a nation of protein eaters.
David Portalatin is an analyst with NPD Group, a global firm that tracks consumer behavior. He says 56% of consumers named protein as the top nutrient they are looking to add to their diet. Portalatin via Skype says there's no one big fad diet right now, though most are eating something low carb, like paleo or keto diets. He says American adults are embracing a very personalized sense of health.
Among consumers that tell us that they are following a specific diet, the most popular diet in America today is simply one of my own making.
His research shows that consumers don't really like typical diet definitions either. Take a guy like Thomas Donnelly, who was waiting for his lunch at Protein House. He ordered a hummus wrap, as he says he mostly stays away from meat, sort of.
I typically do, but then I'll go have barbecue on the weekends every now and then.
Donnelly says he doesn't like labels like vegetarian or flexitarian. Those are folks who eat mostly vegetables with some meat thrown in. That makes sense to David Sprinkle, a food market researcher with a company called Packaged Facts.
A confusing thing about consumer food trends is that conflicting trends are always at work, often within the same individual and over the course of the same day.
Although there's lots of talk of vegetarian or vegan diets, Sprinkle says not many people actually follow them. The meat movement Sprinkle sees is much more towards traditional and not real healthy dishes.
There is a real celebration of meat of all types. And we've seen that with the pork craze, you know, pulled pork sandwiches, the bacon craze. We're seeing bacon, you know, in our candy bars.
The other big trends are big calorie dishes like gourmet burgers, fried chicken, beef short ribs, and charcuterie. And that's found from high-end restaurants to fast food places.
Somewhere underneath all that bacony, bourbony, crispy oniony goodness, there's a turkey having the best day of his entire life. Arby's, we have the meat.
And there's another factor at play. U.S. supplies of red meat and chicken are at record highs, thanks to a grain glut, so prices at the grocery store are low. And the more cheap meat, the more you eat. The USDA recommends that adults eat 5 to 6 ounces of protein daily, but it also forecasts we'll consume double that every single day this year. Peggy Lowe, Harvest Public Media.
Support for Harvest Public Media comes from this station and from the Center for Great Plains Studies at the University of Nebraska, host of April's Conservation and Tourism Conference, Plains Safaris in Kearney, Nebraska. Learn how tourism can save our natural environment and help communities grow. More at go.unl.edu/tourism.
This report was produced by Harvest Public Media.